You are listening to episode 849. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to receive some daily meditation inspiration that you may bring into your day, or that you may sit right down and meditate after I share the meditation technique with you today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on this podcast. And each technique is always customized around a weekly theme. And when you explore a weekly theme, experimenting with different meditation techniques each day, you really get to go in depth and master a particular topic. And I also share a lifestyle technique for you. So it's not just meditation, it is truly a lifestyle. So our theme for this week is a fantastic theme I'm excited to share with you. Every single Sunday, this happens to be a Sunday as I record this, I launch into a brand new meditation series and I announce our new theme. Well, the theme for this week is by request from a listener, as are most of the themes that I share. This theme was so good, I wondered why I didn't think of it before. So the theme you'll be exploring throughout this week is how to use meditation in socially difficult situations. So a listener reached out to me and asked me to create this theme. She said that she is a pretty outgoing person with people she knows and in situations that she's familiar with. But when it comes to going out of her comfort zone or being with people that she's not really that familiar with, she freezes up and she feels so much anxiety that she has a hard time tapping into her inner stillness. So if she's having a conversation with someone, she says that she'll try doing a meditation technique such as a breathing exercise or a mudra. And she finds that unless she closes her eyes and does the technique with her eyes closed, she can't focus and she has a hard time managing social anxiety. And so this is a very common problem. And in fact, many people who look at ease in social situations are not feeling at ease inside. So this is a week where you're going to explore how to use meditation techniques, whether you're seated meditating with your eyes closed or whether your eyes are wide open and you're right smack in the middle of your most anxiety-causing situation. So get ready now. I also want to share with you, every Sunday I share a way for you to lay to rest the events of the past week. So Sunday is a reflection day. And when you guide yourself through a different meditation technique each day, focused on a theme that you explore throughout the whole week, and then each day, you break down the main areas of your life, such as your mind, your body, your soul, your productivity, your relationships, and still having some fun along the way. It is how you create a meditation lifestyle. So every Sunday, we lay to rest the past week. So as you do your meditation today, I want to share with you a technique to help you do this. So I'm going to be layering, putting to rest the past week with how to manage your emotions when you're in a socially difficult situation. Now, I'll be sharing the technique with you here on the podcast, And then you take it into your meditation. Sit right down and meditate and practice this technique. If you prefer to be guided doing the technique, maybe you love to be guided or you're not really sure how to go about sitting down to meditate, you can have me guide you through a meditation using the same technique where it's pure meditation. I play the music extra long at the end so you can really just enjoy your meditation after you're guided through the technique. And you can find a way to do this at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I have a meditation subscription program where for about 50 cents a day, it equals out to about that, you get a customized guided meditation with me guiding you through these same techniques. You get a lot of other things too. You get a weekly slowdown guide with all the techniques listed for you that you can print out and follow. And you also get a journal customized for this week's series and your own free private Facebook group over there. So I encourage you to do that if you enjoy being guided in a meditation. So with that though, let's get into this week's theme with the technique for today. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start off by thinking about the past week that you just had. It's so important to process the different emotions that still may be lingering from that week so you can start a brand new week this week. Today's a Sunday. You'll launch into a brand new week tomorrow. Most people start their weeks on Monday, not everyone. So think about some of the most challenging situations that you faced socially this past week. Bring those to mind. And notice where in your body you feel when you consider these socially awkward moments. Just notice where they settle in your body. And see what it feels like to inhale and then exhale. As you exhale, breathing through these areas in your body where you may be holding on to tension from the past week. See if you can make that area a little more expansive. Open it up. And now, as you consider the upcoming week, think about what you may be facing that may be a little socially difficult or awkward. Maybe you need to have a conversation with someone that might be a little uncomfortable. Or maybe you're presenting something. Or maybe you're going to a party. Or maybe you're starting something new and you're not feeling so comfortable about it. That uncertainty can cause a lot of anxiety. So bring to mind some situations you may face this week. And as you consider those situations, think of a way that you can allow yourself an out. Some way you can back down gracefully if things aren't going as you hope they would go. And what I mean by this is I'll give you an example from my own life recently. I may have mentioned that I started tango lessons recently. Tango in Tampa is pretty popular, and I've been wanting to take these tango lessons, but I really don't know anyone else who enjoys dancing. So, tango, you need a partner. And I was nervous about showing up at this class without a partner. And if I did get a partner, what would that partner be? What if I didn't really enjoy that partner? What if that partner didn't enjoy me? I had all these thoughts running through my mind. So I thought about this tango class, and I started to notice the discomfort in my body. For myself, it was like a pit in my stomach. And I felt a little shaky even thinking about going to these tango lessons by myself. So then I thought about, well, okay, I'm having this discomfort, but I really want to take tango. And I shouldn't let not having a partner hold me back. So I thought, okay, if I go, what's the worst thing that could happen? If I'm not enjoying myself, I can just leave. I can just say, you know, this isn't for me, or I tried it, but it's just not working out for me. And I could always just leave. And so that was a way out. And so that made me feel comfortable that I could at least go and try it. And so when I showed up to the class, I noticed they had chairs all along the dance floor. So I thought, you know, I'll just go and sit in a chair and just kind of see what's going on, what it's all about. And then if I want to participate, I'll just join in. And so that's what I did. And I found out that 70% of the people there did not have a partner. Many people love to dance, but their spouses or partners don't enjoy it, but they still want to dance. And so that was perfect. And I had a great time. And as it turned out, some neighbors found out about what I was doing. And now they are going to tango classes with me. So I have it tomorrow night, every Monday. So think about what you are encountering in your own life. What may be coming up this week as you reflect on your week. And think about how you can give yourself an out, a plan B, if things don't go as well as you want them to go. And there's another thing I want you to do. As you sit down to meditate, put closure on the week you just experienced, noticing what you had a tough time with the past week, and just allowing yourself to transition to this week with that awareness. Think about what you have coming up this week and what might be a little difficult for you. Giving yourself a way out. And then the most important thing is to give yourself a lot of credit for even wanting to try something new, or for even putting yourself out of your comfort zone. Whether it's successful or not, you went out there and you tried. And give yourself a lot of credit for that. You'll get better and better at challenging yourself. So now take this meditation technique into your meditation. Meditate just to the point where you could meditate a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.